Derek, a great win and a great fight back.
Yeah, obviously, coming from behind, it's important to see that, you know. As difficult it was at times, second half, I always felt, in all honesty, that we were going to win the game. I never felt anything other, even when we went behind. I thought it was real dominance and control in the first half, and we were frustrated to lose, to go behind. But there was enough elements of sloppiness for us at times, playing in the wrong areas, not being totally organised, were defensive work that gave Motherwell a bit of encouragement. So we've got things that we need to get better at, but some of our play box to box was outstanding. The movement, the one touch football, getting into good areas, you know. I felt that Niall's equaliser was no more than we deserved in that first half. I thought performance wise, there was a lot to be pleased about. In the second half, obviously, we say to the players, it's we can't have a night of could have, should have, wish we'd done that. We've got to be brave and got to try and go and win the game. You know, Willow comes off with an ankle injury, and we deliberated about the substitute we put on, and I think Adam going on naturally gives us that more of an attacking threat. But I never thought we had the same element of control in the game second half, but I thought we scored a very good goal from the set play. And, you know, I've bemoaned at times, you know, the lack of quality in the final third. Well, you know, McGinn gets a goal, albeit a touch of fortune on it, but he still scores a goal and he gets a good assist with his delivery. So I thought we could have been better with a few chances. Goodwillie's got a free header 6 yards out, should do better with. But I thought what some of our play was good. But while you're the away team and while you're up against a team who are only one behind, you're never totally out of the woods. And I thought Motherwell made it that way right to the end, and you know, we're delighted to come out with 3 points.
You must be pleased to start the league campaign with 3 straight wins.
Yeah, I think we'd have took that obviously at the start of the season. You know, 3 wins, 2 tough away venues, Motherwell and Dundee United as well within that. So the level of performance has been decent in all three, and I felt merited to win all 3 games. But you know, I think that we're looking forward to working now Saturday to Saturday and get a bit of structure to our working week. I think there's things that we need to get better at. But that said, you know, today there is a confidence from that I feel standing on the side that that we're going to win the game. I always felt we'd win the game, even start the game going behind. And so we have should be pleased with the start we've made, but we should also be looking for improvement as we go along.
And yet more evidence of the goals being shared throughout the team. Big Taylor getting a great header.
Yeah, I think if the delivery's right, we have, you know, players that can score goals. I think Ash got 4 last year. Put him under a wee bit of pressure now and demand to get more from that, you know, the size of him. And if the delivery's right, we can get more from that. But we've scored a few goals now for set plays. And enough from open play, we've managed. We don't look like not scoring as a team. You know, we've got that attacking threat, but like every manager, you're always looking for the balance between attacking and defending. And at times, it was a wee bit too loose for me the other way, but I was still content and excited at times with some of the attacking play.